With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is deploying 2,000 California National Guard troops despite the governor's objections in L.A.
L.A. is where protests led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. Confrontations broke out again for a second day on Saturday. The White House says in a statement that President Trump was deploying the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in California. But Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has objected to the president's move.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A new poll finds that most Americans say their standard of living hasn't declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend in the culture. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details on that.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
Russian officials say Moscow is still awaiting confirmation from Kiev on a planned exchange of 6,000 bodies of soldiers killed in action and is accusing Ukraine of delaying the process. Lieutenant General Alexander Zorin, a Russian negotiator, said today that Russia delivered 1,200 bodies of Ukrainian troops to a border site and is receiving, quote, signals the transfer may be postponed until the coming week. Italians voting over 2 days on referendums that would make it easier for children born in Italy to foreigners to obtain citizenship and on providing more job protections. But apparent low public awareness risks rendering the vote invalid if the turnout is not high enough. Got to be a little over 50%. This is SRN News. Several foundations have donated $1.5 million to help rebuild a historic black church gutted by arson. Claiborne Temple in Memphis had been undergoing a years-long renovation when someone intentionally set a fire inside the building in the early hours of April 28th, destroying almost everything but parts of the facade. Before the fire, the Romanesque Revival Church was in the midst of a $25 million restoration project that included restoring its 3,000-pipe grand organ. Claiborne Temple played an important role in the civil rights movement. Puerto Rico's Supreme Court has ruled the so-called, quote, non-binary and gender non-conforming people must be allowed to change their birth certificates. The decision comes after a group of six non-binary people filed a lawsuit against Puerto Rico's governor, its health secretary, and other officials. The ruling means that individuals will now be able to select an X on their gender as a gender marker on their birth certificates. This is SRN News. In a historic decision, a federal judge approves colleges to pay athletes millions of dollars. Ron Taylor has more.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion that will be paid to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. Ron Taylor reporting.
Artificial intelligence's use in filmmaking is growing, and an annual festival is showcasing what this technology can do on screen today. The third annual AI Film Festival, organized by Runway, a company that specializes in AI-generated video, took place last week in New York. This is SRN News.